Welcome to Short Vart on Parshas Chayei Sarah. You know, there are certain words in Yiddish and in Hebrew that don't exist in the English language. One word in Yiddish that doesn't even exist in the English language is the word fargin. Fargin in Yiddish means when you are happy, when you're joyous about somebody else's success. And the concept, the idea about fargin is so strongly expressed in this week's Parsha in the most unbelievable way. You know, Eliezer, the servant of Avram, was a great Torah scholar. He was literally the disciple of Avram Avinu. He had spent so much time with him. He clearly was a person of great spiritual depth, of great knowledge and great character. And when it came time to find a wife for Yitzchak, he was hopeful that perhaps his own daughter would be the appropriate match, the appropriate shidduch for Avram's amazing son Yitzchak, one of the Avos. Perhaps his daughter could be one of the Imos. But it was not to be. As Avram explained to Eliezer, "I am Baruch, Hashem has blessed me. You are a descendant of Kenan. Kenan is Arur, he's cursed. Blessed and cursed are not compatible with one another." And Eliezer, even though he clearly was very disappointed and let down, but Eliezer finds his inner strength and he promises Avram Avinu, "Don't worry about it, I'm going to find the appropriate wife for Yitzchak." Now you could think to yourself, in the back of his mind, maybe he was just saying, you know what, hopefully it won't work out. And listen, if there's no other option, he'll have to marry my daughter. But that's not what happens. He makes this sign to try to find the appropriate girl. And sure enough, Hashem helps him and his sign comes to fruition. The young lady comes and she gives him to drink and his camels to drink. And what's Eliezer's response? He says something amazing and something wonderful. Vayomer, the pasuk says, "Baruch Hashem Elokei Adoni Avram. Blessed is Hashem, the God of my master Avram, asher lo ozav chastoi v'amitoi me'im adoni, who hasn't withheld his kindness and his truth from his master. Hashem has guided me the whole way." When finally he finds this girl, instead of saying shucks or oh, it is what it is, he says, "Baruch Hashem, I'm so amazed. It's wonderful that Avram Avinu has an appropriate shidduch for his son Yitzchak." Even though deep down in his subconscious, clearly this is something that must have been hurting him tremendously. But his reaction is that he's forgiving. He's rejoicing. He's joyous in the success of Avram Avinu, even if that success to a certain extent is detrimental to him. It's such an important lesson, such an important idea or concept for us to inculcate, to make part of us, to rejoice in other people's successes. Sometimes it's hard to see someone that's more successful than you. It seems that somebody has a better job, they're making more money, whatever it may be, and you look at it with envy and with a little bit of disdain. From Eliezer Eved Avram, we learn that a person has to be able to look at this with simcha and joy for the other person, and that comes from a tremendous selflessness, which I'm sure he learned from Avram Avinu. But here's the kicker. Chazal teach us that when Lavan speaks to Eliezer, he says to him, Vayomer, he says to him, "Bo Baruch Hashem. Come, you, the one that has been blessed by Hashem." And our commentaries teach us, the Mefarshim teach us, that with this act of selflessness, with this act of forgiving, in rejoicing in Avram Avinu's success, Eliezer went out of the class of Ar, of being cursed, of being a descendant of Canaan, and he entered into the realm of Baruch, the realm of blessing, just by forgiving. We all want blessings in our life. We want our life to be surrounded by bracha. How do we trigger that switch for bracha, that switch for blessing? We see in this week's parsha, it's rejoicing in the success of another person, forgiving and being happy for another person that they've done well, that they've been successful. The Rebbeinu Shalom should give us the opportunity to see somebody else's success, be joyous, be happy, rejoice in it, and that will be the catalyst for tremendous bracha and success in our own life. Have a wonderful Shabbos.